Today FM Breakfast
with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
Hello, singular person. Welcome to the podcast.
Ma'am, sir.
Unless there's two of you in the car.
She's sweet but a
psycho. A little bit psycho.
And now she's singing. Oh, my man,
my man. Has that overtaken Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga?
It's Shallow,
the new Shallow. This is the team
Absolutely.
Song.
Yeah, it's just got a. It just bounces along nicely.
Why not?
It is.
Yeah. Why not?
So glad you brought that up.
And it's so much nicer than the kids' music that I have to listen to with my son.
Yeah, we did talk about that today.
Are you past Baby Shark, or is that still a thing?
No, Baby Shark.
It's the Wiggles poo song.
No, we're in this thing called In the Night Garden. Which is
that sounds creepy.
That's very, it's good for getting him off to sleep because it's slow paced.
Yeah.
Does that work?
I don't know what it is. I don't have a kid.
It's like
someone makes a kid show but takes acid before they make the show.
Oh, good.
Is that one with it's all like colours and it's in the garden?
Yes.
There's weird characters. That's creepy.
Yeah, the ninky nonk is the train that goes around.
It's very, it's hypnotic. And Arnold loves it.
Have you found Mummy Finger yet?
What?
That's a kid.
Hang on.
It's a kid.
Come on, mate.
Thankfully, this is the podcast.
Mummy Finger, where are you? Here
it's
I
daddy
am.
Finger, isn't
here
it?
I am. Yeah, and then it goes to Daddy Finger, and then it goes to
Baby Finger.
Yeah, Grandma Finger.
It's just
and
Baby Shark 2.0, isn't
it? Sounds like it. There's plenty on. Enjoy.
So much. Love you guys. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's true. The rest of our lives are starting today. We've just ordered our coffees.
Yep.
It's going to be a wonderful Tuesday, boys.
You know what? The past is gone and the future hasn't happened yet. So just live in the now,
everyone.
Just enjoy yourselves.
Mindfulness, Zen master.
Namaste.
You guys finished?
I would love to see you meditate more, Ed.
I tried yesterday.
How long did you last?
Did you really?
Yeah, I did six minutes.
That's very
good. For you, that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you do it on your own or to an app or something?
No, I was like in a little booth and then like there's like a woman sort of dancing. Is that meditating?
They put your $2 in.
You sort of put $2 in and they give you 3 minutes.
Meditating on the human form.
What are the tissues for?
Oh,
to wipe down the window.
604, mate.
It's about creating illusion and not going all the way.
It's theatre of the mind. As Tony Martin would say, you're theatre restaurant of the mind. So here we go today. What a show. Maths Married at First Sight. We have an exclusive. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's true. We have an exclusive.
Yep.
Exclusive, don't.
It's not an exclusive unless you whisper it. Exclusive.
And don't forget, Prince Philip is back behind the wheel. And poor woman who he rolled the car, she's not happy.
No. She's not happy.
I think I'm going to drive with him in the Bathurst 12-hour race. Just me and Philip.
Similar result.
Plus your chance, $50,000, the secret sound after 8. And we want to give you the ultimate Australia Day with you and 29 mates under the Harbour Bridge, a private pool. How do you win? All the details in minutes.
We've got to start next with Bogan behaviour.
All right.
Because that scoot flight, my goodness.
Yeah, full on.
We're starting off and asking a very important question.
Yeah. What did you see a Bogan do? There is context, though. And we are making assumptions here because this footage has come out of a Scoot Airlines flight to Singapore. Mm. It is a discount airline. I've flown it many a time. It's colourful passengers. And, of course, 1 hour out, a flight's broken out. Crazy.
It's full punches.
Mm-hmm.
It's full on punchimals on a plane.
Yeah.
And of course they got turned around. Yeah. Now
and there's three or four people in it. It's not just like one on one.
Including the Scooty, which is what they call the flight attendants on Scoot.
Well, she's politely holding her hand up, asking them just stop, please, while the haymakers are being thrown.
On Jetstar, it's $8 if you want to fight and you gotta and you gotta pay cash.
That's cheaper than the in flight entertainment on the iPad. I would pay that.
Now look, Grant Denyer, you are an official Bogan.
Yep.
So you're gonna give us some Bogan behaviour of your own next.
Yep.
But what have you seen a Bogan do?
Mm-hmm. Call us, 13 10 60. Got a bunch of tickets to R&B Vine Days as well.
Oh, you know what? Lots of savvy B there.
Tell the Bogan King the Bogan behaviour that you have seen. He is here to love you. We are playing What Have You Seen a Bogan Do? Because on a Scoot, already Bogan, airline flight to Singapore, semi-Bogan, a proper fight broke out. Punches, people out of their seats. Now, we don't know the circumstances and it'll be, whatever. That's Bogan behaviour. We have the king of the Bogans here.
Well, thank you.
Grant Denyer, your credentials, please. Well, they're numerous, but.
Oh, I'm a race car driver and I'm a farmer.
Fake farmer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm also getting some speakers put on my jet ski at the moment just so I can play some fully sick music while I'm on the water.
Is that a true story?
That is a true story. But not only that.
So good. And everything you play will be from the 80s and early 90s and Australian.
Do you know when I realised I reached maximum Bogan?
When?
I decided my dad and I were pulling the jet ski out of the water and my dad was making some jokes to the people next to us who were pulling their boat out. And I said, Dad, I'm going to ride the jet ski out on the trailer. And as he took off, I'd realised he'd forgot to tie it to the trailer. He'd forgot to latch it on. So it just dropped on the road while I'm sitting on it. In the middle of the road while cars are going around me, I'm sitting on a jet ski that fell off a trailer.
So I could be sitting on a lake somewhere in New South Wales trying to enjoy myself, or let's say somewhere, you know, and all I'll hear is you zoom past on a jet ski screaming, anyone want to hear some Ganga Jang?
All right. Sam enjoyed us all. Good morning, Sam. How are you today?
Morning. How are you?
So good, mate. You've seen some bogan behaviour, mate. We want to know all about it.
Yeah, we're in Parramatta in a restaurant. Having something to eat, and then you see this guy moon himself out the window.
Wow!
Yeah, man.
So he's going past in a moving vehicle, and he moons out the window. All the diners.
Mate, I'm telling you, it wasn't normal. That's the bogan.
My mate, can I quick brilliant. Mooning story.
Sure.
He's walking along. I don't know if it counts as bogan behaviour. Walking along King Street, Newtown, going home, and I'm walking with my mate. He shall remain nameless, Tom. And when we get, he would be going no, because all of the restaurants that front King Street and people, diners would be in the window.
Yeah.
And he would wait till there was a couple that was clearly on a date sitting in the window. And he would walk up, lean, pull the pants down, lean against the window and bang his hands on the window and then pull them up and we'd keep walking.
Oh, like smudge the ass crack.
Yeah, call it the dumplings. Time for the dumplings.
Jared from Campbelltown, save me from this madness. What have you seen, mate?
Oh, I was at a barbecue a few years ago. And there was a lady breastfeeding her baby while drinking a can of rum and smoking something that they shouldn't have been.
Yeah! The Holy Trinity, huh?
Don't know if that's responsible.
No, it's not.
But it is bogan.
I mean, who knows how long it actually takes the rum to enter your
instant.
Bloodstream. So she's got a couple of minutes up her sleeve.
That's only molasses.
It's fine.
The Wiggles have come out. The Wiggles, great Australian band. Songs for kids. Your kids would have listened to it a million times.
Loved them. Both of them did.
Great. But the Wiggles have sort of gone, they kept getting asked, you know, people don't want to do requests.
Yep.
People kept asking the Wiggles, can you do a toilet training song? Can you do a toilet training song?
Yeah.
And they are people of the people. They've listened. Mm-hmm. And we played a little bit the other day. This is their toilet training song.
Can you take the toilet challenge? Can you sit on the toilet for this whole song? And at the end, you can press the button to flush.
So that's the toilet challenge.
There is a word. Sorry if I could just cut you off. They say, and it shocked me to the core when I heard this, they say the word poo in the song, and I laughed uncontrollably.
It's really the Wiggles saying poo.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're doing the toilet challenge song. I believe at one point, Alan Jones did the public toilet challenge. But what? What I thought, all right, if we're going to do songs about our experience with children and the sort of toilet world, why can't I do one?
Why not?
You can. Well, you're right in the zone because your kid is learning this process right now.
I love the Wiggles, but that song does not reflect my own experience with trying to deal with my 15-month-old Arnold's toilet business.
Well, speak to us through the song.
Sort of the power of music.
My own little song.
Arnie, baby, you're so cute. Why do you always have to spew on Dad? I gave you lunch and we had a laugh. Then I changed your nappy and you weed in my mouth.
None of that rhymed.
I realized your son was Todd Carney.
Too far. That's too far.
Again.
That's it. We're taking the jet ski. That is.
Today FM's Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Come on, let me show you what it's all about. 7:08 Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London. And I mean, if you want to win a whole stack of cash, it's really simple. Every morning, just listen to us.
Obviously.
Yeah, just like Dylan has from Oran Park. Dylan, are you ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
What would you do with the cash, bro?
Oh, I'd probably go to Thailand, relax on the beach, have a few cocktails.
Yeah. Just don't have the cocktails on the plane, though, and you would never start a brawl like old mate.
No way.
He's a lover, not a fighter, our Dylan.
That's it.
You go business class, Dylan.
Oh, good, yeah.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter J today, Dylan.
J for jumper. Okay?
Sweet.
$100 for each one you get right. 10 grand if you can get them all. Best of luck. Here we go.
Come on, Dill.
Come on, Dill.
Name a suburb.
It's pass.
Star Wars character.
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. A style of dance.
Jump around.
Exercise.
Yep. Jumping jacks.
90s TV show.
Pass.
Electronics brand. Electronics store.
J Car. Yep.
A previous Australian Prime Minister.
John Howard.
Brand of beer.
Pass.
A song.
Jump.
Yeah, that's all.
Jumps. The highlight of that is how far, before you'd even said electronics or J-Car.
J-Car, he was straight.
Big J-Car fan, Dill.
Missed out on beer, though. James Bogues, James Squire would have got you over the line there. But that's 600 bucks is what you got, Dylan.
On you, Dill.
Thank you.
Get a few baht with that, won't you, Dill?
Sail flights to Thailand. Think you're sorted.
Yeah, Jetty, Jetstar.
I am so happy with the new collection of losers that Married at First Sight has collected for their show.
I will not have that kind of language spurted about the MAFS contestants.
Yesterday, the Daily Mail ran a great article, headline, Married at First Sight's new cast filled with wannabe actors, models and ex-reality stars.
Oh, great.
So now at least we've admitted the fact that these people just want to be famous, and so now we can enjoy making fun of them. So,
wait, no. Not all of them, because one of the contestants, I know.
We're getting to that.
She's not a loser.
Last year, I never thought they'd be able to beat this person from last year.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little
Dean,
lady. You're
driving crazy. The rapper. The couch, 38 years old, or 40, 30, I'm probably 40 by now. Yeah.
So ghetto.
Owns at least three skateboards.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay,
please stop that. We'll have to pay him. This year, they've got a number of people, including this loose unit.
Tell the young blood.
Corey's not on Married at First Sight.
What they do have is a woman by the name that you know by the name of Mel. Now, can we hear a little bit of Mel's intro, please, from the promo?
I'm crazy when you first meet me. I don't stop traffic unless I throw myself in front of it.
Okay, I know Mel, and can I just say on behalf of Mel's friends and Mel herself, Mel is completely crazy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. She is...
It's called Melissa.
Melissa on the
They're
show.
They're going with Melissa. It.
She is going to... Australia will fall in love with her in her craziness because she's the type of person that even in real life, non-reality TV scenarios... You can't, your jaw just hits the...
None of it's fun
train wreck.
None of it's bunged on.
No. None of this is fake. She is legitimately larger than life, hilariously wonderful. She is her own reality TV show without the cameras.
So what are these weddings like, Grant? My question is always like, what is it like to go to these weddings? Because if I did it, like we were saying, my family just wouldn't come.
No way.
My wife wouldn't come. And then there.
And we've all worked in television before. We know that what looks like 15 minutes on a TV show is probably closer to a couple of hours.
Yes. Yep. So we have on the line Anonymous. If you've ever wanted to know what it's like to go to one of these weddings, Anonymous has been a guest at one of the weddings on Married at First Sight. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Okay, we have so many questions. Yep. I mean, I guess first of all, Anonymous, not your real name, how many hours were you actually required to sit there and play along with the fake wedding?
I really wish I could tell you, but I have signed my life away. Honestly, I signed that many indemnity forms. I can't even tell you.
Wow. was it crazy? Like watching strangers get married is a very bizarre scenario.
You can tell us that.
Well, yeah, I can tell you that. And, yeah, it's weird, but so exciting.
Oh, it's exciting. Which bit's exciting? Yeah. What was the most exciting bit?
Well, when you see who they've got picked for your friend who you love standing
that's what it's
there
like,
feeling very vulnerable.
Right, because that's what it's like, isn't it? It's all your friends on one side, all their friends on the other. No one knows each other, and then they meet at the front. Yeah. Okay.
And did you see the guy? Because you see the guy before the bride does.
I cannot tell you that.
Anonymous.
Is it emotional or is it just stupid?
Yeah. I'm really embarrassed because in the particular episode I'm in, where it was held, I got really bad hay fever. So it looks like I'm a low.
They do that on purpose. They find out.
Send in the pollen.
Yeah, we're going to have this wedding at a lavender farm.
All right. If you could all just rub your face on this horse, that would really help us out.
And everyone gets pink eye.
All right. Anonymous. From the wedding that you went to, on this series of Married at First Sight, is it worth a watch? Is it going to be
crazy? Oh, yes.
All right. That's a good sell.
Very much so.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I never expected this show to be anywhere near as popular as it was, particularly last year. It's the biggest show on television. Yeah. I don't understand why, but we can't all help but watch.
They need to ditch the experts, though, because it's become obvious by now.
May I cut in?
Yes.
They're joining us in the studio later in the week.
Right, okay. So, love the experts.
We'll talk to them
more
about the process.
More experts, I say. The more experts, the better.
And Married at First Sight starts on Monday on Channel 9. Anonymous, thank you so much.
No worries.
Thanks.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London is to subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
Prince Philip's car.
Second best segue
of the day. Good.
Prince Philip's car crash is just unbelievable. So he's 97.
Seven.
Okay. And his version of events is we don't know because he hasn't said anything. But one of the people who was involved in the crash with him has gone on British television and described what she thinks happened on that day when she's driving along and he came careering out of their private lane.
Yeah, driveway. Yeah. Like he's crashed at the end of his own driveway. Not a stunning performance by the great man.
And he said the sun was in his eyes, we couldn't see. So instead of stopping, he just thought, oh, I'll just give it a go.
Well, what's the middle pedal for? Nah, don't worry about that.
Speaking of the sun, that's his story. Mm. This is what the lady said on British TV this morning.
It was reported that the Duke said that it was the sun that dazzled him. What do you say about that?
I don't remember it being sunny that day. I would never want to put myself in a position where I would say that the Duke is not being honest. But I do not recall.
Oh, isn't that just so
funny.
Polite?
Yeah.
But to know coming along and saying, oh, there's a skeleton driving this old Ranger over here.
She received no apology at the time, hasn't heard from the royals, broken her wrist. The 9-month-old baby was in there. That's the bit that got
me.
Scary.
You've got a baby in your car and anyone hits the car, even if the baby is 100% fine, you'd be out for blood.
Yeah, mama bear.
Why didn't she jump out and go, you bloody... Because apparently there was people on the scene very quickly that sort of held them all, you know, don't let him hit. He wanted to go over and say something to her and they stopped him.
Remember, he was on his side for a while and trapped there, so it would have taken him a while to get out and he was pretty rattled.
Yeah, it's amazing, though.
We had a little nap.
But at his age, to get out of the, to be lifted out of the sunroof at his age unscathed is very impressive.
Hello.
Debris from the crash has appeared for sale on eBay.
Oh, God. 2019. Where are we at? Go home.
Now, I've got some inside scoop that the royals now, because they've got all these troubles with Meghan and Kate and all of these things, that they're always trying to spin things in a positive way.
Of course.
And they're struggling.
And the Queen's got this big picture up there with the cars and everything like that. And if anyone does anything wrong, she just walks up to you and she says, you do that again, you're going for a drive with Phil.
Elbow, get the rangy.
One thing I recognise after spending a bit of time with my family one-on-one over the Christmas break is we're about to turn 10 years, me and my wife, married. It's our 10th anniversary coming up, which is great. But in 9 years, I still can't poo in front of my wife. Do you guys have this issue? Because I thought I would have got over it, but it's been a lifelong issue for me. Like, even when I was in nappies, like, when I needed to go to the toilet, my mum said I would go under the dining table and then she'd sort of lift up the tablecloth and I'd go, close the door!
You're a solo pooer.
Yeah.
Can you do it with, like, let's say we call it in my house alone time. I need to have some alone time. Right. Means I need to go to a poo.
Yep.
So do you go into the bathroom? Do you have to shut the door? Can you leave it ajar? Will you talk to Shezzy through the door?
Don't talk to me. Don't come into the bathroom while I'm in the next door in the toilet.
Okay.
I will close it. I will lock it. So now, I've got little kids, right? So those little kids are always trying to come in and they come. Scouts learn to pick the lock.
What a hero.
So she takes three.
She can pick a lock.
I'll show you video. She pulls a bobby pin out and picks the lock and comes in. Like, I see her little poltergeist fingers coming under the door, right?
Oh, my God, this child.
And then I know it's happening.
And at that point, you're, like, forcing the poo out really quickly because you need to get it over and done with.
Them I can, but her I can't. Okay. Not mum.
I don't want to say that your marriage is doomed, but...
Oh.
Oh!
I've been married for 6 months and I'll... Yeah. Absolutely.
No, there's some things.
I honestly, you don't want the smell. We use those Aesop poo drops so you put in the bowl of the toilet so your poos don't smell.
I mean, if
you can swab other bodily fluids, I don't see how doing a poo is any different.
Different kind of thing. That's a different kind of bacteria.
It's not bacteria. You're putting it into the toilet.
I don't know.
You're just sitting there. It's pretty much the same as sitting on your dining room chair naked.
No.
Crazy.
I don't want her to smell the things that I do in there or no. I like to pretend weird. I'm the queen and I don't poo. I never pooed at school, ever.
No, you need to just be open to poo. I don't even want to ask you, Ed, because I know there's no way you're pooing anywhere near your partner.
My wife and I were once staying at a hotel in Bali and we both had Bali belly. It was a really rough time for us, and for me in particular. I would go out, she would say, okay, and I would go outside into the courtyard.
What? Yeah. No, yeah. It's okay to poo in front of your partner. Nah, be open. It's fine. It's natural.
Mate, this is not Woodstock.
Everybody poos. That's the REM remix.
Nah, I hate it.
Are we
right. Grant and I are right.
Yeah.
All right. Shezzy obviously is on the phone because you are the unofficial fourth member of this breakfast show. Shezzy, Grant's wife. What's going on here, Dal? Don't you think it is a bit weird that there's no pooing happening?
Totally. Especially, I mean, it was only last week I told you guys that I had to clean Grant's bedpan for 4 months. You know, when
exactly.
he broke his back. That was, you know, initially in the relationship. I have no problem with it. I've been through childbirth twice.
Yeah.
You know, there's you bear all there.
Yeah.
So,
if Grant's watching you push out a baby twice, you can watch him do a little poo.
You
absolutely.
Why do you think it's weird that I won't let you in there? What's wrong with a bit of privacy?
I think it's really. I think it's actually quite cute. But I think you close one door and then you lock the other door and then the kids will open it up. And I just think it's quite funny because Grant's like, "Get out, everyone!" when I have to go to the bathroom, I have to have someone sitting on me. I've got trying to see what I've done.
Grant sitting on your lap while you're trying to do a poo.
You sit down and go to the toilet. That's when our children decide that they want to put on a full concert. Yeah. So we have a concert in the bloody toilet cubicle.
Because they know you can't move. There's a captive audience.
Right. They're going to have to sit there.
Exactly. Right. And Scout always says to Grant, which I think is hilarious, show me your poo. He's like,
she does. She wants me to open my leg so she can have a look at it. She wants to inspect it.
It got so weird now.
Things get so weird at your house.
No one loves potentially winning and earning money more than Dave Hughes.
Yeah, a hole punch. Is it a hole punch?
No, it's not
a hole punch.
He's done this
it's
before.
It's a hole punch.
No, it's not.
It's a hole punch.
It's not a hole punch. Shut up.
Hughesy.
Yes, Ed.
If we could get serious for a moment.
Oh, well, we were serious, mate. Yeah, I think it's a hole punch.
Kate Langbrook, your co-host.
Yes.
Has revealed that she is moving to Italy.
Yes, she is. She's moving to Italy, but she's not stopping the show, and that's what people need to know from 4:30 for the whole year. It'd be Hughesy and Kate, and half of us will be in Italy, which is. But with the magic of technology, as everyone in radio knows, you can be basically on the moon and talking about the fact that you're both sharing a muffin. You know what I mean?
So no one will ever know.
It's the old muffin moon scenario that we all get taught at radio school.
So she'll have to be waking up very early. How does young Kate go with a 3:30, 4 a.m. start?
Well, we did it for years. We've done Breakfast Radio for years, Ash.
Yes,
but
true.
And also, she's a morning person. She wakes up on. So, and it's only like 7:30 in Bologna time. The home of Bolognese is where she's going to be broadcasting from. So, yeah, so 7:30 in the morning.
Now, you're going to have to know some Italian phrases. Because when you're yelling at text, you're going to need to be bilingual.
Yes,
right,
good
because
point.
Because
they're
not all going to parlay inglese.
They don't have great English over there. I believe that it's not the home of. It's not like when you're in Switzerland where the Swiss speak English. You know, so the Italians do their own thing.
So
they do.
So luckily, you've got
don't throw me in it.
Every Sunday, Ash London, at your house, what happens?
Our Italian tutor Sylvia comes over and we have an Italian lesson because I want to move to Italy one day.
God, that
so you
hot.
Have the same dream.
We have the same dream. Right. And I, of course, look up to Kate Langbrook and have for so long. So it makes perfect sense that she's just a couple of years ahead of me.
But she had no tutoring. So she's got no tutoring. And she's going on the weekend. So,
she's stuffed because really no one speaks English, but they're very helpful, friendly people.
The good news is, Hughesy, if you say now, because you're going to need some phrases well. Yeah. So if you just said a phrase.
Food thing.
Then Ash London is going to say in perfect Italian so that you can learn.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to, this is say something could go wrong in the radio. Yeah, like the Skype is down. I need to get the computer working again.
The Skype, they're probably just going to say Skype. That'd be like Skype, Noah, Skype.
This has turned into Wogs Out of Work really, really quickly.
Racist is all it does.
Working
it's not working.
Give
us a phrase. Give Husey a phrase.
You could say, if you say, I want to see Kate, you'd say, well, I would like, vorrei guardare, that's to look at. La mia amica Kate.
Vorrei guardare mia amica Catherine.
Perfetto! Perfetto, David!
See, we're sorted, guys. Yeah. What could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? Well, Izzy and Kate are here this afternoon.
We are.
I know you are. Yeah, I know you are.
This will be the whole year, mate.
4:30.
Doubt you.
On Today FM, mate. Always a pleasure.
Good on you, guys.
We got to get out of here.
So, I promise tomorrow we are bringing in another wonderful show, and I'm really excited about our sugar baby, guys, as in her whole shtick. Is that she dates guys and gets money and gifts. And she's going to tell us how much money she's made.
Fascinating lifestyle choice.
Totally. But
before we get to that, today, Grant.
Yeah, babe.
Your big day.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Nothing cooler than a bloke like me with a beard sitting on a lime green bike with a basket on the front and a stack hat. I'm taking you on a tour of Sydney.
He's obsessed. Yeah.
A bunch of people called us up on 131060. They said, you know what, we're up for that. So Grant, his lime bike, his little helmet, and facts.
Sorry, my manager's just calling. What? I need to go to another meeting. I've got to go to a meeting today, unfortunately, so I better go. It's really important. Network.
I have a feeling it's going to look like the start of the Muppets movie. You remember with Kermit riding the push bike down the road?
Yeah.
Nice. You said it, not us.
Niche.
Yep, so that's happening.
No one's seen that? Okay, just me.
We love you. Have fun on your bike tour.
Bye.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli, and Ash London.